Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
You know, our dairy farm families work hard day and night to make sure that they're providing you with top-quality dairy products. And to say that COVID-19 has thrown a monkey wrench into their world is an understatement, but behind the scenes, constantly working on their behalf in many different ways, our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Joining us today, Kirk Scott. He is the Vice President of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and has been on the front line well before COVID-19 reared its ugly head, but definitely since it's become a part of our operating world, working to a large extent with cheese and dairy and grocery store chains as well as restaurants across the country to keep at least the lines of communication open and also the supply chain somewhat connected. This has got to be, I mean, you've been in the dairy industry on this side for a long time, Kirk. I have got to believe you're going where you never expected to go before.
We really are. It's been a real challenge for everybody out there. You know, certainly retail has been a challenge and has kept marching along. Food service, as we all know, our favorite restaurants shut virtually overnight, and that just dried up and closed all of the sales coming through for the food service and not only the restaurants, but all of those cheese companies and dairy companies that are providing product for them. So trying to make sure that we have continue to move product through, get it into other channels, get cut into size pieces that we can get into the retail channel, et cetera, to keep the product moving has been a real challenge, but something that, you know, the whole industry's really fought hard to keep it moving.
You know, that's something you mentioned, trying to size our cheese to get it into the right processes. Although that seems simple at first blush, in reality, finding those facilities or finding the operations that can do that is anything but easy.
That's correct. It's when you think about food service, it's large pails, it's large loaves and big chunks of cheese that work great, get cut down in the restaurant, in the kitchen. But when you get it out into retail, we all want to put those smaller pieces of product into our grocery carts. And so, you know, finding converters within the state, and they've done a real nice job too. There's a number of different organizations across the state that's what they do. And they've really opened up and said, how can we help? What can we do to try to keep the product getting cut to size and getting out in the marketplace? And the retailers have been good about making sure that they keep the store shelves stocked. And it's really important that we get that Wisconsin product out there and that consumers know that it's coming from Wisconsin.
Well, and let's talk more about that. I've gotten so many requests from listeners, from viewers, from online followers on what can we do to support our Wisconsin dairy families. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been very proactive at trying to get messages out to those consumers, to the non-farm public, on what they can look for, what they can do to really try to help our Wisconsin dairy farm families. And you've been on the front line of that communication.
Yeah, it's really been heartwarming, Pam, to just see the outpouring of support that we've gotten from consumers. And we do get asked that question all the time. And the answer is always the same. It's look for that Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge and Proudly Wisconsin dairy badges on your dairy products. That's the most important thing you can do, because when you know that you're buying that product from Wisconsin, it's coming through. We are continuing to move it through the processors. And when the processors are continuing to produce that product, then the milk has to keep flowing into those processors. So look for that badge. We work really hard to make sure that it's on a lot of products. In fact, there's over about 200 brands right now in retail that carry the Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge. So it's really important to look for that and pick it up and put those products into your shopping cart.
You know, and the other good story we share with dairy farm families is, although we've got a lot of our Wisconsin cheese that sells here in our borders, there is a tremendous volume that ends up outside of our borders. And boy, when COVID-19 started to really impact how consumers were shopping, they were looking for that Proudly Wisconsin badge no matter where they live.
Absolutely right. Consumers place a lot of value on product from being from Wisconsin. They, you know, there's a lot of powerful brand associations, whether it be wholesomeness, overall the flavor of the product, the quality of the product. When they see that Proudly Wisconsin badge on there, consumers have told us they recognize that it has great quality, so they do look for it. So it's really important that we are able to get that out there to everybody across the U.S.
we command a lot of shelf space. You know, that's the other thing that a lot of dairy farmers in Wisconsin may not realize. They go to their grocery store. They go to their local cheese market. They have ready access to the Wisconsin cheese message, the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge. But boy, talk a little bit, Kirk, about the work that's been done to get our Wisconsin specialty cheeses into those outside markets. They make up a pretty substantial volume when it comes to our overall cheese sales.
Yeah, it's when you look at the cheese sales outside of the state of Wisconsin, 90% of the product we produce in state is sold outside of Wisconsin. So it's really important. We do a number of different things, and it's exciting to let people know that 98% of the retail grocers in the U.S. carry Wisconsin cheese. So it's just we got to make sure that consumers recognize which of those cheeses are from Wisconsin, and we do that in a lot of different ways. We have a group of retail. Our retail team that's out there across the U.S. working with retailers to make sure that we do a whole host of different things. Promotions, we help them run ads that combine all of the Wisconsin products. So when consumers go in and they pick up that flyer and then look at what's on sale, they can see which products are from Wisconsin. We support them with demos and sampling. Well, right now, those have obviously kind of slowed down quite a bit with COVID and whatnot. But we look forward to the day when that picks back up again, because once consumers taste the product, they're 9 times more likely to buy it. And so they see that badge, they recognize it's quality Wisconsin, they're able to taste it, and, you know, it's almost always a purchase after that. So we do that. We help with, like I said, getting those brands out from the processors in the state, help them with their advertising, help them in a number of different ways promoting their product across the U.S.
If you're just joining us, this is Kirk Scott. He's the Vice President of Dairy Company Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He's been on the front line, although you may not see him, working hand in glove with our distribution, our sales area, our restaurants, our grocery stores, to make sure that that Wisconsin-made dairy product is ending up in store shelves, and notably picking up the attention of consumers with our Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge. Kirk, I want to talk just a little bit about moving forward. You mentioned that right now, in-store sampling is not going to be real viable right now. Explain, you keep your team working with those retailers, with those end users, if they want to come up with a new system on a way for consumers to experience dairy. That's what Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is all about. You will be there to help them come up with the new ideas, the new ways to entice those consumers to Wisconsin cheese after COVID-19 has been somewhat resolved.
Mm-hmm. Well, and before it even gets resolved, it's one of the things that's been interesting, and of course, we all have just gone digital. And so as the traditional kinds of things, well, shopping in stores may have slowed down, and some of the in-store promotion and sampling has slowed down. When they went digital, so did we. And by golly, we've been working with a lot of retailers across the U.S. in terms of really, they've exponentially moved forward in terms of the ability for consumers to go online, to shop online, to buy products, to see what they want to purchase. And we've been right there along with them, helping them to be promoting online, helping them to get the very different messages about the product quality, et cetera, out there. So that's one of the key differences, really, as we move to really the digital world. We also work so closely with the processors to get their websites up online to where they can sell product directly to consumers, have it shipped direct to home. And we've got one of the places we put on our WisconsinCheese.com website was a listing of all the various different processors that sell product online. So we're trying to leverage that whole digital space as much as we can and work with our retailers to do that as well.
And it gets results. Again, Kirk Scott along with us. You know, the thing that people need to understand and realize is Wisconsin specialty cheeses with that kind of retail support. You know, pity the other in-state cheeses that are placed next to our Wisconsin cheese, because we outsell them in their own state.
Well, we tend to do. And when you take a look at the cheese sales, we're roughly 25% of total cheese sales come from Wisconsin. Nearly half of the specialty cheeses come from Wisconsin. And when you take a look at the growth rates over the last 5 years or so, for total cheese, Wisconsin cheeses have been growing about 4.5% versus only about 1.5% for non-Wisconsin cheese. So clearly consumers do put their money where their mouth is and where their mind is when it comes to their belief in the quality of Wisconsin cheese. They just need to be able to find it, and that's our job to make sure that it's easy for them to locate.
Another one of the hardworking staff at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin using Dairy Farmer checkoff dollars to try to continue to make sure that when consumers are in the grocery store or soon back in restaurants and at bars, that they're always looking for that proudly Wisconsin badge on the cheese, on the menus. Kirk Scott is along with us helping to carry that message through. Remember, as he said, doing digital is what Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's been doing for a long time. Have you checked it out? It's your checkoff dollars at work, wisconsindairy.org, or on social media, America's Dairyland, a great way to continue your June dairy celebration, even minus those breakfast on the farm events. Kirk Scott, along with us, Vice President of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke.